开个基本稿子。
I don't think we need the PowerPoint, so we can put this back. So I'll be preaching today, and Pastor Yan will translate. 我讲到他翻译。Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, let's pray first.
作为阿头来祈祷。
Lord, we thank you for a time like this of which we can gather together as your people.
上帝，我感谢你，给我这款特别的机会来做些敬拜的祈祷。
This is not something we do on Sundays.
这不是我们平常时期礼拜日在做的代志。
But we want to be here because we love you.
但是我来这里，因为我听你。
Because we want to be here because we know that you have first loved us.
因为你先听我每一个人。
And you have called us to be a church here at SFCC.
你呼召我，但圣亚都台语基督教会做一个教会来敬拜你。
And now as we turn to your words, we pray that you'll speak to us.
我们来拍开你的话，要来看你讲教示。
Help us to understand what it means to be a church.
帮助我了解什么是主你的教会。
And pray this in Jesus' name.
我基督奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to invite you to the scripture reading for the message today, and that is found in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 19.
请大家翻开今日的圣经在记马太福音书第四章十八节。
And I would really encourage you to actually have a Bible with you. You know, if you don't have a Bible, I'm sure the ushers can, you know.Help you out, but let's go to Matthew 4:18-19. I'm going to first read it in English, and for those who are, you know, who want to read that in English, please read along with me, and then please read along in Chinese with Pastor Yun afterward.
我们要来用开声，用做伙同声来读圣经哈，先读英语的，然后咱再来读台语的。
All right, starting from verse 18. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men.
第四章十八节，咱做开声。耶稣去家己的海边行。看见兄弟两人，就是迄个称呼彼得的西门，甲伊兄弟安德烈，伫海边撒网。因本是拍鱼的，耶稣对因讲：“来跟随我，我要叫恁得人如得鱼一样。”
May God bless the reading of His word.
愿上帝祝福伊家己的话语。
Now on September 22nd, which was about you know, more than a month ago, we had a church-wide co-workers meeting for the purpose of refocusing our ministries here at our church. Now, if you were there during that time, you know, for that particular meeting, can you raise your hand? I just want to see where you are.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, good to see you guys. Well, if you remember, when we were there, one of the questions that we discussed and shared was, what do you think should be the priorities of all kinds of ministries here at SFCC? And there were many to choose from, ranging from ministries within the church, like Christian education, like prayer meeting, like youth or children's program.
遐有足侪通选的事工吼，会记差不多将近三十项吼，有基督会，有基督徒教育，有青少年事工等等吼。
And there's also ministries for outreach like short-term missions or community services.
啊，嘛有一挂是包括宣教的，是社区啊，是海外宣教的一挂事工。
So while there were many kinds of ministries that were listed in that question, we asked you guys to list the top 10 that you think is the most important ministries that we as a church should be doing.
其他这些行事工的选择中间，咱有要求大家做一个优先的重要的选择，敢是？
Now, for those of you who were there that day, do you remember what was the number one pick for all people?
迄阵迄天。你的选择中间，到底啥是第一重要的教会的事工
？What do you guys think？
你想呢？
门徒训练 （discipleship）， right？
门徒训练，哈。
Well, guess what? When you guys said that on that day, Both of us were really excited. For we can see that, you know, we have the biblical kind of attitude as to what church is about. But the question is, what exactly is discipleship? You see, the word discipleship has been used, you know, in a lot of churches today. You know, some people, they have described discipleship as some kind of classes or courses or programs. And other people might see it as more like an in-depth Bible study or being part of an accountability group.
或是有人說是做問題是親像一個比較深入的查經，或是說參加一個互相有行動的行動的一種的小組的活動。
And others might think that discipleship is about going to short-term mission trips or attending church fellowships.
有人甚至認為說做問題是親像是參加宣教，或是參加一個教會的團體。
But the thing about these kind of thinkings are not accurate.
但是這些想法檢查都不對哦。
I mean, if we look at the Bible, we'll see that discipleship is not an optional course for believers. It's not like a 12-step program. And it's not intended for only the selected few. You see, when Jesus says in Matthew 28, the Great Commission, go and make disciples of all nations, we see that it's not a suggestion, but a command. We're not simply go to convert people into Christians, we're there to make them grow into Jesus Christ. It's not about getting baptized or showing up on church on Sundays, but it's about counting the cost and taking up one's cross and follow Jesus all the way to the end. You see, there's a level of commitment when it comes to discipleship. And let me give you a story to illustrate this. You see, there's a story about a chicken and a pig. So they were approaching a church, you know, nearby farm, and they saw the church with a sermon topic that reads like, what can we do to help the poor? So the chicken and the pig, they were looking at that thing, and then the chicken immediately said to the pig, I think we should donate eggs and bacon to them. Yeah, that's how we should feed the poor, bacon and eggs. Bacon and eggs.
Yeah.
Right? So the pig thought about it for a little bit, but then the pig said, I like the idea, but there's only one thing wrong with it. You see, for you, it requires a contribution, but for me, it's about total commitment. Think about that. It is about total commitment when Jesus asks for discipleship. But you see, there's great reward in that commitment though. And not just individually, but also as a church. You see, here's a spiritual principle for all churches regarding discipleship. You see, if the church ministry is focused on intentionally making disciples, then you will become the kind of church that will bring glory to God.
But 教会主要是说用心去专心专意，要去做一个 互人做运动的教会，咱就是加做一个主爱咱爱的教会。
But if the church ministry is focused on other things rather than on discipleship, then you will stop being a church.
当教会无咧做互人加做运动这项事的时阵呢，教会就无变做一个真正圣经甲咱讲的教会。
You'll become a club.
变作一个跟俱乐部同款。
You just come and gather together for no purpose and for no direction.
咱就是来这聚会，但是无方向、无目的。
So what exactly is discipleship?
So 什么是真正的做运动呢？
Well, that's a question I want to ponder today.
那是今日我要跟大家分享，作为来思考的。
As you can see, I've selected Matthew 4:18-19 as my text, but I know that a single sermon is not enough to define or preach about discipleship. It's a big topic.
咱今日这段圣经在马太四章十八到十九这段呢，不是讲做门徒所有教示拢伫遮，还有别的所在。
But it's a good start. So, what is discipleship?
但是这是真好的开始，关于什么叫做做门徒这个教示。
Well, let's define the word disciple first. The word disciple was a name used for believers in the early church.
咱先来看这做门徒的意思是什么？初代教会信徒是叫做门徒。
In fact, nobody used the word Christian back then. They don't say, "Hey, you're a Christian, aren't you?" They don't say that. They say, "You're a disciple, aren't you?"
在初代教会时，无人互相称呼是基督徒，拢叫做门徒。
So now the word disciple, you know, is more like a learner.Or student.
文道的意思，亲像跟一个做学生的，或者做继续在学习的一个人。
And of course, few of us would want to be student for life. But you know, I think for most people, we are students for a little while. But after that, we move on to something else.
真少人诶，咱是讲咱愿意一生咧做学生的啦吼，咱拢是当做一项代志，学习了毕业，啊继续去学习别项诶。
You know, if I choose this program or this degree, then this will help me to become a professional so that I can do that for a living.
比如说我学习这项，想做一个专家了，我就毕业，我就过去学另外一项代志。
But in Jesus' mind, we are to be in the classroom for life.
但是对耶稣来讲，伊爱咱一世人拢伫这个课程中间做学生。
We don't ever graduate from our faith.
咱无得毕业。
So that means disciple.A disciple is always growing, always learning, always moving forward.
So, 做一个门徒就是永远在学习，永远在成长。
Well, aside from being a learner or a student, the word disciple also means follower.
除了讲做学生了，伊嘛佫一个意思，就是讲做门徒就是军队者。
In Jesus' days, it is expected for the students to follow their teacher literally throughout the whole time.
在耶稣迄个时代吼，一个学生是真受期待，讲爱去学迄个老师的每一项的款式。
So they will ask questions and interact as they walk alongside with their teachers.
所以学生就爱跟老师互相有问答、有交往，了解伊足侪的问题。
And they will memorize and you know the important teachings from the teacher.
啊，伊对老师啊，真爱去记掉遐对伊真要紧的教示。
But not only that, they will try to copy and imitate the teacher as well.
甚至还佫爱去。模仿模仿那个老师所做的一切。
So this means a disciple is someone who follows Jesus, who walks in his ways, and who seeks to copy or imitate him.
所以做门徒什么意思？就是爱去对着这个老师爱学习伊，啊，亲像赶快这个老师一样，而且另外一个款式安尼。
But the thing about Christian discipleship is that it does not start with us.It starts with Jesus.
对咱基督徒来讲，做一个门徒呢，不是讲要对咱开始要做门徒。
Now, if you
做门徒是对主耶稣开始。
And if you look at you know the ministry of Jesus, you'll see Jesus pouring himself to you know to multiply to reproduce.
你看了耶稣跟伊门徒，耶稣是献上伊家己的生命，投注给别人的生命中间。
He literally invested his entire ministry on 12 men by teaching them about God's word, by spending time with them, and by equipping and sending them to do ministries.
你看耶稣一生的服侍，就是将家己的时间、生命投注给迄十二个门徒，给因的身躯顶。
When you get to the Apostle Paul's ministry, we see him doing the same thing.
你看保罗的宣教模式嘛是同款。
With Timothy, you know, he was in that kind of discipleship relationship with Timothy.
伊嘛是引出一个少年人叫提摩太，甲伊怎么样来引出伊。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, Paul wrote this to him, and he said, "And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others."
叫你去真济见证人面前，听见我所教示的，嘛爱交托，伫迄个中心会教导别人的人。
So Paul, he poured his life into Timothy with the very intention that Timothy as well would eventually mature and multiply.
所以伊只保罗嘛是同款，伊将伊家己一生咧献上来去教导这位提摩太，唔忙伊忙到真侪一个我都教导别人的人。
So by looking at the ministry models of Jesus and Paul, we can summarize discipleship this way.
所以看到耶稣甲保罗的一生，因怎样因带学生做门徒，咱来我都来去总结这会几项代志。
It's all long, but I'll read it to you. It says discipleship is about intentionally pouring and investing into other lives, training them in the Word of God.In relationship, in ministry, so that they might develop and mature into strong believers who can walk by faith, share their faith, and multiply their faith.
Okay, 做门徒吼，这有稍微较长一点，就是讲做门徒是一个有目的性的在投资给别人的生命中间，来通过上帝话，通过彼此的关系，通过时间。来建立这个人，和伊有法度实践伊的信用，分享伊的信用，啊，产生另外一个信用。
But I know there's no way you guys can memorize that.
我知恁记袂掉啦。
So I'm going to shorten it and summarize it into three words.
所以我要给简单做三句话。
If you can just think about that, three words.
三句话哦。
Discipleship is about the Word of God. I mean, Word, relationship, and ministry.
哦、所以做门徒是三件代志，第一就是主的话、上帝的话，第二就是一个关系、彼此的关系，第三就是属奉。
Again, word, relationship, ministry.
上帝的话、彼此的关系甲属奉。
Now I want to go through each of them really briefly with you guys.
紧紧的来看这三项代志。
Starting with the first one, the scripture, the word of God.
上帝的话。
You see, discipleship is always based upon the scriptures.
门徒这项代志一定爱根据圣经的话来做。
When you disciple another person or being discipled by someone, this is where you start.
当你去带领别人做门徒，还是别人带领你做门徒的时候，一定爱为上帝话开始。
You don't start by reading some Christian books together.
你不是来读一本真好的基督教的册。
You don't start discipleship by finding out each other's interests or hobbies.
你嘛不是讲来彼此来寻找一个共同有的趣味来开始做门徒。
You don't start by sharing with each other your secrets or your struggles.
你嘛无通过讲分享彼此的一讲心中的秘密来开始做门徒。
You might get there, but you don't start with that.
哦，你可能有多，但是你未使为遐开始。
But you start by going into the Word and find out what being a disciple of Jesus is all about.
要做门徒，来为圣经开始了解圣经，甲咱教示讲，什么是做门徒，为遐开始。
You start by understanding all of Jesus' commands and you try to obey them.
所以来了解上帝的命令，对这做基督徒啊，做门徒，伊的一款什么款的教示。
I mean, if you think about Jesus, his ministry, that's how he does it.
这就是耶稣以做门带门徒的方法。
He showed the disciples the importance of the scripture as well as his own personal devotion and his view about the scripture.
耶稣和伊的门徒知影讲上帝话的重要。
So learning and obeying the scripture is the very, very foundation of anybody who wants to enter into the relationship, the discipleship relationship.
所以每一个人要来去做门徒，啊，互人加做一个门徒，就要对了解上帝话。
But aside from growing in our understanding of Jesus' commands and the scripture, discipleship is also about building a strong relationship with another person.
除了了解讲上帝话及这做门徒中间的重要了后，还佫一项就是做门徒之间彼此的一个关系是真要紧的。
And this relationship is based upon commitment.
这个关系呢，是建立在一个互相的付出。
And just think about the way Jesus does it.
咱想看耶稣是怎样做的。
He spent time with the 12. He ate with them. He slept with them. He interacted with them. He spent quality time with them.
亚述就是安怎呢？亚述甲耶文都是怎样有一个关系？伊甲因做伙食饭，伊甲因做伙困做伙，伊甲伊中间有一个真好的沟通的时间。
Jesus never treated his disciples as projects, but more as a mentor and close friend.
亚述无将伊的学生当作讲伊是一个啊，敢是做启蒙老师娘娘，伊是甲因。
In a discipleship relationship, you and the other person are intentional and consistent in meeting with each other.
在做门徒这个训练中间，你跟那个做跟你一同做门徒的，一定要决心、决意，两个建立一个真亲密的关系。
In fact, discipleship will not work if the two of you are not committed.
虽然讲两个人互相无真正决心、决意，你无法度来真正建立一个门徒的关系。
So the first is the scripture, the second is relationship.
So 第一就是上帝话，第二要件就是彼此的迄个关系。
And then the third ministry.
第三就是属工属奉。
Now every disciple of Jesus is called into ministry.
每一个主的门徒拢是受呼召去受属奉的。
But the reason why this is placed last because you want to have the first two really grounded.
但是啊，最后他讲的属工呢，因为你要从头前那两个放个较重要的位所在。
You see, when you look at you know the life of Jesus in his ministry, you will see that he never asked anybody you know to be anything or to do anything unless he first did it himself.
你看耶稣唔捌要求伊的门徒做什么代志，是伊家己唔捌事先做好因看的。
In fact, the first year of Jesus with his disciples, the disciples did nothing.
你看，这些门徒，十二门徒跟耶稣做伙，头一年根本无做甚物事哦。
They just look at him.
应该只是在观察耶稣。
They just listen to him.
刚刚在听耶稣在讲啥
？They just try to understand what the heck he's talking about.
应该是用心来去了解到底耶稣讲的是甚物意思。
But then until they mature, then Jesus, what do? He sent them out.
但是等因到成熟，有法多在侍奉的时候，耶稣就拆开因出去。
Now let's.Talk about ministry a little bit further. Ministry involves both service and evangelism.
咱来这属奉讲较详细，这属奉包括是传福音甲做属工。
And let's start with service first.
咱来先讲这个做属工这样代志。
You see, service is anything that you do that's motivated by honoring God.
每一项代志拢是会使做是一个属工，只要是出去要荣耀上帝的原则来做。
And as we know, most of us, we do our service, we honor God most of the time by serving each other in the church.
比较多的时间是我们在这个教会中间通过因为我们要去荣耀这个上帝我们在教会里面所做的事情。
And this could be as simple as cooking rice for lunch or picking up, you know, the meals for everybody.
所以这有时是很简单的事情，亲像讲去煮饭啊。
Or this might be about you exercising your gift of teaching, you know, teaching Sunday school or youth group, or you do administration, or you do like treasury, or you do like, you know, be part of the worship team.
这事哦，甚至包括所有你使用你的属灵的恩赐，去教外面所做的事工，亲像教主流啊，还是管财务啊，还是行政上的经济的事工。
Or service could be outside the church, like you have a burden for a particular community.You know, or workplace that you want to reach out to them.
但这嘛属这属工嘛是包括去教会之外，包括对社区，也是对你工作的场所的一挂人，你为因所做的代志。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ to do good works.
以弗所书第二章第十节讲，咱原是伊的工作，伫基督耶稣内所做成的。为着要叫咱行善是上帝有必叫咱所行的。
So each of you are called to service.
所以咱每一个人拢受呼召来去做迄个行善的，做咱所行的。
Well, like I said, ministry is not just about service, but it's also evangelism as well.
但是像我甲恁讲的，讲这个做门徒唔是干做侍奉唔是干这个属工的，还佫包括传福音。
Now, this is very clear from the Bible. God has calledEach of you to share the gospel to others.
另外一项就是上帝，可能讲啊真清楚，佮圣经讲，咱每一个人拢受呼召去传福音。
Some of you may think that this is not my calling, this is not my gift. The Bible says everybody is part of this. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says it very clearly that, very clearly that God has entrusted us with the message of his reconciliation and has appointed us as his ambassadors for that very message.
在哥林多后书第五章二十节，伊则讲，上帝借着咱来去传这个好好的信息，互咱来做耶稣基督的使者，所以咱每一个人拢是受呼召去传福音的。
So this means evangelism is not just for the pastors or for the missionaries or for the selected gifted ones.
所以照这个讲法来说，传福音不是干为着是牧师的工课，嘛不是宣教士的工课，是每一个人的工课。
Exactly.
哦，这是我讲太多了。
As a matter of fact, pastors are called not so much to evangelize themselves, but to train you. And teach you how to do that.
实际上，牧师不是讲受号召去传福音，较要紧是安怎去装备、去训练咱每一个兄弟姊妹来传福音。
You see, it's my job, it's Pastor Ian's job, to show you how to clearly present the gospel to your non-believing friends and families. But when we are finished training you, we expect you to be the one doing so.
所以是我甲Ian牧师的责任是要教示恁怎样去传福音。 教你了后，你就要自己照样嘛，同款去向你的朋友来传福音。
And when you see the lives being changed, guess what? Your life will be changed as well.
当你看到人的生命因为福音的缘故受改变的时候，咱自己每一个人的生命也会改变。
As we close, in our passage today, Jesus called Peter and Andrew to follow him.
今天的圣经在讲讲耶稣呼召彼得。
What did he say to them? He said, Come, and I will make you fishers of men.
耶稣终于对他们说，来，我要让你的人亲像得到鱼一样。
Do you believe that calling for Andrew and for Peter is the same calling that God has for you?
你敢有相信说，这个上帝耶稣对他们两个兄弟的呼召，就是对咱的呼召吗？
When Jesus said, Come, and I will make you fisher of men, do you think that he's speaking to you?
当耶稣在说，来，我要让你得人如得鱼，你想耶稣敢有在向你讲同款的话呢？
Using Jesus' ministry example, Pastor Ian and I were planning on doing one-on-one discipleship with those of you who are willing to respond to this call.
我们学习耶稣，召呼调门徒，伊的这款的经验，我甲伊的牧师，阮就是要开始一个，就是一对一的这种门徒的训练。In
fact, Pastor Ian is already doing discipleship with brothers and sisters, who are committed to this process.
伊的牧师已经开始，已经做，甲一几个兄弟姐妹开始做这个一对一的属灵同伴，这个门徒的训练。But
still, we want to extend this invitation to all of you.
但是我今天要将这个呼召来扩大，来邀请更多人来参加。
You see, we're not, both of us, we're not interested in church programs.
我们两个人不是真正去趣味讲要去办教会活动啦，还是课程。
We're not interested in attracting people to come to our church because we can meet their needs.
我们不是趣味讲我们不忙邀请人来这个拜堂，是因为我们做什么我都。 来去给因欢喜，得到因的需要，得到帮助。
We're not interested in growing a church when the growth is about what we can or cannot do.
我们不是真趣味讲我们来给教会怎样成长，是因为咱人我都做什么。
You know what we're interested?
你知道我们是真正趣味是什么呢？
We're interested in making new babies for God's kingdom.
我们意愿在这个教会里面来去。
We're interested in seeing lives being changed by the power of the gospel. We're interested in real fellowship, in genuine relationship with you. We're interested in growing a church based on the models of discipleship based on Jesus.
我其实是意愿讲看到教会的成长，是因为咱徛伫迄个。
We want to grow a church that the growth is only what God can do.
Amen. 我依然在这看到教会的成长，是因为上帝自己的作为。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus called 2,000 years ago is still the same for you and for me today. Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. How will you respond? Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you.
耶稣呢,
we thank you that when you say you're going to change our life, you don't change it just for a little bit.
感谢你说你要改变我们的生命的时候，你不是只轻轻地改变我们一部分的生命而已。
You don't simply come and take away some of the bad habits we have.
你不是只改变我们一些坏的性情而已。
You know, you don't come and just, you know, do that little things that we've been struggling with.
你不是来帮助我们一些小小的一些我们的挣扎而已。
You want a total makeover.
你要将我们重新做一个完全的改变。
And it's not an easy call, but it's a call that will bring us life.
这是不是很简单的作为，但是它会将我们的生命从头来改变。
So Lord, we want to lift up the whole process of discipleship in this church.
所以主啊，我们即将我们将我们这门徒训练的所有的大大的小小代志，拢来提起你的面前。
Lord, we pray that you'll call men and women to see the importance and the call of this really, really glorious journey.
主，你要开兄弟姐妹的目睭，来看见这个门徒训练的重要，来愿意来回应这款主对每一个人的呼召。
So that we too may experience your power.
所以我们来经验得主你的大能。
So that we too may experience lives being changed.
所以我们来经验那个人的生命因为福音来得到改变。
So that this church will revive, not because of what we do, but what you did.
所以今天教会的婚姻，不是因为我们有法度做什么，乃是主你要给我们中间做什么代志。
Thank you for that reminder today.
多谢，感谢主你对我们这款的提醒。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们来祈祷，从主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.